KJAN Sports.
It's time now for high school basketball on KJAN. Live from Adair Casey, here is KJAN's Chris Parks and Jim Field.
Thank you. Tonight, high school getting set here for girls 1A regional basketball play here tonight as the Region 6 action here this evening between the Adair Casey Bombers and the Guthrie Center Tigers. And both teams out on the floor getting themselves warmed up here for our contest here this evening. And we look forward to what hopefully will be a good basketball game here for you tonight as these teams are, of course, now matching up here. Adair Casey got to sit out the first round. They got a bye in the first round because they've had a terrific season. Only one loss here so far on the year. And Guthrie Center had to earn their way here to this point as they knocked out Grandview Park Baptist in the first round by a score of 40-34 to get to this point. And it sets up the matchup here tonight in Adair.
Yeah, and Grandview Park Baptist, a team that had a 12-8 record coming into that matchup with Guthrie Center. And Guthrie had kind of been struggling through a season where they lost their coach early before the season started. And Jordan Waddell was kind of thrust into that position late, didn't have a lot of time to work with the kids before the season started. But, you know, they've got a pretty young roster as well. But it would have been real easy to kind of pack things in with a 1-21 season record coming into that tournament game. But they went out, played hard. Casey Schreck had 14 points. Larissa Stringer had 11 off the bench. They didn't shoot well, but they scored enough, and they had a lot of rebounds, 36 rebounds and 16 steals in that basketball game as they beat Grandview Park Baptist 40-34. So Mark's the head coach of Adair Casey before the game and said, so, Coach, that Grandview Park Baptist game gets your attention? He said, well, yeah. Yeah, you always worry about stuff like that. But, that's a team that they're familiar with from their conference, from the Rolling Hills Conference. So, they're definitely understanding of Guthrie Center's ability to come out and play. And they want to take care of business here tonight and keep what they were hoping to be a very special season rolling.
Yeah, they've had a terrific year. They're 20-1 on the season. We had the only loss for them for you last week as they went out of conference and played a tough Tri-Center squad and ended up losing that one on the road. That's their only blemish here on the season, and now they get to move on here into the postseason and hope that they can make a nice run here in the Class 1A state playoffs. And both teams out there getting themselves warmed up. These teams have met earlier here in the year as well. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit after we take a quick break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Westline Fencing and Material in Adair can handle and install fencing materials. They sell all types of Red Brand products and posts of all sizes. Call Westline Fencing and Material in Adair at 641-740-0346 or 641-740-1012. Stop into CJ's Ice Cream Shop and Grill in Avoca and try their delicious pulled pork, chicken, or brisket, and the classics plus the best ice cream around. CJ's Ice Cream Shop and Grill next to Motel 6 in Avoca.
Cool, as we get set for our 1A contest here tonight between the Adair Casey Bombers and the Guthrie Center Tigers. And as we mentioned, these teams have played here before earlier on in the season, as they both are members of the Rolling Hills conference here. And was the other matchup I was talking about there before with the team that they're familiar with Grandview. But now taking a look here at these two teams and match up here, and they have played earlier here in the season, though, so they do have a little bit of familiarity here this season already.
Yeah, Derek Casey won that game 49-25, jumped out to a big early lead, and then kind of coasted from there. They're up 21-4 at the end of the first quarter, and they outscored them 11-0 in the second quarter, so it's pretty tough to overcome those two quarters for Guthrie Center. But London Vice had 15, and Quinn Ruth a dozen to help lead the way for Adair Casey. 11 points for Mallory Osen, 8 for Casey Schreck in that first matchup between these two teams.
So the Bombers are able to get that win that first time around. And now we'll take a look here at the two starting lineups here for you as the teams are about ready to be introduced here to the crowd as well. And take a look here at the Guthrie Center Tigers first off, the road squad, head coach Jordan Waddell. We mentioned they're just 2-21 here on the season overall, but got that opening round win here to get to this point. And here's their starting five. Number 13, Casey Schreck, the 5'7 junior. Number 21, Alondra Castorena, the 5'4 junior. Also, number 23, Mallory Osen, the 5'6 junior. Number 43, Emma Wilson, the 5'10 junior. And number 55, Rachel Long, the 5'11 freshman. That's your starting five for the Tigers.
Well, the Tigers are not the best team you're going to find offensively. They need to maximize their possessions. They turn the ball over a lot. They've turned it over 408 times this year. But Mallory Osen averages 10, almost 11 points a game. Casey Schreck just under 8 points a game. They only shoot 27.6% from the floor and 22.1% from the arc, 60% from the free throw line. They just need to not turn the ball over and play within themselves.
We'll see if they can do that here this evening. And now take a look here at the home squad, the Adair Casey Bombers, head coach Corey Bartz. They're 20-1 overall, as we've mentioned. Mark, the 5'8 senior. Number 22, Elizabeth Mulder, the 5'4 senior. Number 42, Danny McCoy. The final anthem. The national anthem taken care of here. One of the students here from Adair Casey Schools with the playing of our national anthem here this evening, and we're about ready to play basketball here tonight. And we just mentioned the starters there for you. For the Bombers, it's Clark, Mulder, McCorkle, Ruth, and Weiss. And Weiss, one of those players you want to keep an eye on. She's one of the leaders of this squad. Also, Quinn Ruth, a big player down low for him.
Yeah, some size down low. London Weiss averaging a little over 17 points a game. Quinn Ruth averaging 11 points a game. They're also the two of the leading rebounders for the club. Katie Clark averaging just under 10 points, and she's also one of the top rebounders for them as well. They shoot 40% from the floor, 23% from the arc, 57% from the free throw line. They move the ball quickly. They'll turn the ball over once in a while, too, but that's largely because of the tempo they like to keep.
And we're about ready to play basketball here as Ruth is in the center circle, jumping up against Long, and the tap going to be into the backcourt here, and the Bombers control the opening tap. They'll work from right to left here as we begin the ball game. Nice crowd filed in here at Adair Casey High School for this playoff basketball game here tonight. Out top, they have it in the hands here of McCorkle. She'll get a screen, roll around, try to dump it down low. Weiss wasn't looking for it, though, and ends up going out of bounds.
Yeah, London Weiss was going to be a screen and roll, but she kind of got caught in traffic that time and didn't get to the spot she needed to be in time to catch that pass.
So now the Tigers will inbound here against some pressure. They get it up across the timeline into the hands of Osen. Now right side, they pass it off into traffic. Castorena threw it away, try to get it down low, and it's tapped and stolen. Up the floor, McCorkle throws it into the corner here, into the hands of Mulder. Mulder bounce pass down underneath. Weiss turns, high shot, no good. Might have been partially tipped, and the rebound's going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Rachel. Will keep. Underneath the basket here, they'll send it in. Elizabeth Mulder will key it into the corner. Now back up top, it goes into the hands here of McCorkle. McCorkle, a left side dribble, picks it up. Now a bounce pass and threw it away. Goes into the backcourt and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. Another turnover here for the Bombers. So every possession so far for both these squads has been a turnover. And the Tigers now will inbound. They're wearing their road black uniforms with the gold lettering and gold and white trim. And for Adair Casey, they're in the home whites there with the black lettering and the black and gold trim. Right side pass now here for the Tigers. They drive towards the baseline. Cut off there. Have to kick it back out. And now a traveling violation whistled here against the Tigers. So another turnover here. Give it right back to the Bombers. Inbound, and it'll come now into the hands here of Clark. She'll throw it left side to Mulder. Mulder back outside. Will curl around. Stop at the free throw line. Looking for some help there, and she picked up the pivot foot, and she'll travel with it.
What was it I said about turnovers between these two teams before we started?
Yeah, we needed to clean that up, and each time down the floor so far, it's been a turnover. The Tigers now will try to avoid that here on this possession as they'll inbound with Osen against some pressure. They get it in here to Castorena. Now the pass off into the hands of Schreck. She dribbles, stops. Now they get it across back with Osen, and she'll set it up out top. Shifting zone defense right now here by the Bombers, and now Castorena is going to get tied up. Arrow belongs to the Tigers, so we'll get to keep possession here. Osen will inbound here on the sideline. Get it in up top. Castorena right back to Osen. Osen up top. Skips it across into the hands of Schreck. Back to Osen. She'll stop. Pump fake, and she double dribble.
You know, and everybody's a little out of sorts. It's tournament basketball now. Everything gets ratcheted up just a little bit. The defense is getting out there on both sides and playing just a little more body, a little more physical than maybe they were used to.
And now a tip out of bounds here as the Bombers try to push it up the floor off the inbound. It's knocked out there by Emma Wilson. And Adair Casey now will have it and try to lob it in. They get it into Ruth. Ruth is guarded closely there. Could have been a reach-in foul, but no call. Now Ruth has it knocked away. She's able to regain control and gets it off into the hands of Clark. Clark, the crossover, left side, bounce pass, Vice, jumper on the way, it's good. And we've got a possession that turned into points instead of a turnover as Adair Casey leads it 2-0. Now almost another steal. Guthrie Center able to hang on to it, though, as it was knocked around, stolen away, and now a lot of contact. They're going to call a jump ball here as Clark got tied up with Olsen on the far side, and this time the Bombers will get it on the arrow.
Yeah, they're missing a lot of whistles there. There could have been a lot of fouls called up and down the floor here already tonight. A lot of contact, a lot of pushing and shoving.
McCorkle will inbound here to Ruth. They'll lob it down low. Vice back behind the defense. Nice feed to her, and she gets the bucket. Had positioning that time, and they got it down to Vice down low. Osen now dribbles against the pressure. Goes all the way to the other end. It's knocked out of bounds by Vice. It'll be Tiger basketball.
Boy, Osen had Rachel Long on the opposite side of the floor standing all by herself down the free throw lane, but... pressure by Derek Casey. They forgot about the gal down deep, but they couldn't get it to her.
Inbound, knocked out of bounds by McCorkle. Be inbounded once again now here underneath by Guthrie Center. I'll move it here to the sideline where it was knocked out. Osen keys it in here, inbound, and the bounce pass back now here to Osen, and she'll bring it up top. They come out really high on the ball handlers right now. Derek Casey really stretching out. And it's knocked away out of bounds. Tigers will keep.
Boy, it just seems like there's about eight aside out there right now. There's nowhere to throw a pass.
Into the corner. Osen will fire a quick three off the inbound. It's no good. Rebound into the hands here in a putback attempt. No good by Schreck. Rattles out. Rebound out long, and Schreck able to track it down out of the pile. Now it's thrown away. She tried to get it back out top. Clark the steal. The other way. The layup. Good. Another turnover here, and the Bombers capitalize. They're up 6-0 now. Into traffic here. A lot of contact. Schreck being hounded here in a double team. Now she finally gets away the bounce pass. And now the bounce pass across, and it's into the hands here of Springer, who just checked in. Larissa Springer there on the far side. Now back up top. They work it out into the hands of Schreck. Schreck picks up her dribble, needs some help. Kicks it off now to Osen. 4:37 left to go here, first quarter. It's 6-0 Bombers with the lead. Osen drives baseline, cut off there, slices through the two defenders that came out to her and puts one up there and in.
Tough shot. It has pretty heavy traffic.
So it's now 6-2 here at Air Casey with the lead and the basketball. Vice with it. Will dump it down low to Ruth, and it's knocked out of her hands, and it's going to be a foul call here underneath. Running into her that time, and might have hurt her nose in the process, was Emma Wilson. Up off the bench now, Zoe Dinkler going to check in here for Adair Casey as Katie Clark will check out.
At some point, I think the officials are going to have to start tightening this thing up a little bit. We're going to have a lot of bruises out there by the end of the night because there's an awful lot of everything else.
Inbound will be lobbed up high here towards center court, and McCorkle kicks it now here to Mulder. Down low, Ruth tries to go around the defender. They're going to call her for the walk. So she'll turn it back over now here to the Tigers. Underneath, inbound, and now they get quickly into the hands here of Schreck. She'll dribble it into the front court. And a swat and tap out of bounds there that time as Zoe Dinkla got a hand on it. It'll be Tiger basketball underneath on the far side. Osten will inbound. 4:08 left to go in the opening quarter. Inbound, they bring it up top now here into the hands of Wilson. Wilson will drive in traffic. Got stumbling around there. A lot of hands in the way, but it's stolen away. They say it's a clean steal. The Bombers have it back. Now they'll throw it down low into the hands of Ruth. She'll kick it back outside to Mulder. Tough pass. Mulder just picks it up off the floor before the defense gets there. Now she passes over to Weiss. She'll try a long three-point attempt. That missed everything. Rebound attempt no good there as McCorkle tried to save it. And it'll turn back over here to the Tigers. Shelby Williams going to check in. A 30-second timeout going to be taken as well here by Guthrie Center as they want to talk things over. 6-2 the lead here for Adair Casey. 3:41 left to go here in the first quarter of play. And we've had a mistake-filled and very physical opening part of this first quarter.
Yeah, we've had a lot of turnovers already, but a lot of that is attributed to the physical play. It's been extremely physical out there here tonight, much more so than probably either coach would like to see right now. But it's really controlled the pace of the basketball game because it's really taken both these teams out of what they're trying to accomplish offensively.
Seen a lot of hand checks and body bumps and trap situations, and yeah, that stuff's going to have to be cleaned up here at some point, or else it'll, I think the blood will start to boil a little bit too much here down the stretch. Inbound, and they'll hook it up here across. The Guthrie Center does a good job getting it up the floor. Schreck has it, and he'll hand it back now to Osten. Osten the pass right side in the hands of Stringer. Stringer the bounce, and now stops and passes it off down on the baseline to Schreck. Bounce pass outside to Stringer. She'll lob it across. Osten goes down to the rack. Put the shot up. No good. Rebound underneath. And the putback no good. We'll have two shots coming for Casey Schreck as she was fouled underneath that time by Quinn Ruth, who will pick up her first foul.
Boy, every time that, you know, no matter where the ball goes, you just get tons of bodies collapsing on top of it.
Schreck was in the right place at the right time that time to try to put one right back up, and she does make the first free throw. And the second one also good. She puts them both home, and it's now a 6-4 ball game. Bombers lead it. They'll lock it up the floor. Clark looking to the bench here to get some instructions, and now she'll bring it across half court. Dribble right side. Go towards the baseline behind the back dribble. Now stops and picks it up. Needs some help. Guarded very closely. A tough pass in tight quarters to Mulder, and she stepped on the sideline and turns it over.
It just seems like the floor is just shrinking every time something there's just so much action going on in one particular area. There's just every pass, every shot, every dribble is contested.
Inbound here, and Schreck will bring it across now here for Guthrie Center. He'll work around left side. Three for Osten, no good. Rebound comes out long, and Schreck tracked it down. Tigers get another chance here. Stringer fights her way through traffic. Now passes out to Osten. Baseline dribble into the hands of Wilson. She'll dribble back up to the top and give it to Schreck. Mulder comes out on her. Pass over to Stringer. Now down into Wilson. She'll fight her way through traffic. Foot one up in the lane. No good. Rebound. And a lot of contact underneath. Trying to go for that one. And the Bombers come away with it, though. Clark will have it. Up top here. Picks up her dribble. Now needs some help. And we're going to have a timeout call here from the Adair Casey bench. 30-second timeout taken here by Coach Corey Bartz. He saw his team was in some trouble there again. I think that's something that both these two teams are really going to have to emphasize. Don't pick up that dribble, because the way that they're allowing the players to come out and defend so tightly after you pick it up with a lot of contact, it's going to be awfully tough to get rid of it after you do.
Yeah, and Clark has done that twice now up the floor in that same spot, dribble to that same location. Look at what they're trying to. They're running high-low with the two low-post players, Ruth and Weiss, and they're just trying to run a switch and get the defense confused, see if they can find somebody open. But, yeah, you just can't pick up that dribble and wait for that to happen because everybody's collapsing.
So after the timeout here, the Bombers will have it. They'll inbound from the far sideline, and it'll be Elizabeth Mulder to key it in. 2:22 left to go, opening quarter. Inbound in here to Clark. Two-point lead in the ball here for Derek Casey. Dribble out high, Clark will look to lob it down inside, and now picks up her dribble again. Needs some help. Gets it down now to Williams. Williams forces it out now here to Quinn Roosh will step in from the free throw line, jump on up and splash it through. Rolled around off the rim and went home. 8-4 now, Bombers lead. And now, wow, we're just going to call that a turnover? Okay, a lot of contact up the floor as Quinn Roosh tried to step and slide in there in front of Lurza Stringer. And Roosh went flying to the floor. Stringer was looking for the blocking call, and we just have a turnover instead. Bombers get it back now here, and Clark will have it out high. And now we have a foul away from the basketball as Vice is going to get whistled. So, yeah, Vice is going to get called for the foul, and now we'll have a substitution as Robin Walhoove will check into the contest. Mulder comes out. Inbound now here for the Tigers to get some pressure. They get it into Osen. She'll try to dribble through pressure. Clark on her. And now they're by Osen to the sideline before they could trap her. Now off to Wilson in the lane. She posts one up and it goes up high off of the basket supports and through, but that won't count. It'll be at Air Casey basketball.
Look nice though.
Yeah. Always frustrating when the ball goes through the nets, but it doesn't count. Up the floor now here, it's Clark for the Bombers out top. She'll dribble now back to the left side here. And now into the hands of Walhoo. Tough bounce pass. It was outside of the reach of Roosh. She had to really try to extend for it. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds. They say last touch by Adair Casey. And this time the Tigers will get it back. They'll inbound now here far side to Schreck. She's in trouble. Now gives it off here to Osen. Osen gets it across. Picks up her dribble, and they say she walked with it. Well, she stopped pretty good there, but they're going to call her traveling and give it right back here to Adair Casey. Inbound here. Clark will bring it across. 1:28 left to go here in the first quarter. It's 8-4. Adair Casey with the lead, and up top it's into the hands of Roosh. Roosh now off to Williams. Williams hanging on to it. We'll give it now here. Hang on. Kicks it across here to Vice. Stringer, but Vice saves it. Vice dribbles to the free throw line, back out to Clark. Now outside to Roosh. She's on the three-point arc on the right side. Down to 58 seconds left to go in the quarter. Roosh trying to dribble around, and now she loses it. Knocked away from her. She lost the handle, and it's stolen by the Tigers. Up the floor, Osen will throw it. Stringer left side. Her shot was blocked. Might have been some contact through the block as well, but no call. Bombers get it back. They'll run it in the front court. Clark on the run. Right-hand layup no good in traffic. She pulls down the rebound in a world of traffic, and now we're going to call a traveling violation. These guys are going to have to start blowing the whistle because getting a little out of hand here. Mulder will check back in. Also, we'll have McCorkle come back into the contest. Also, Zoe Dinkla is back in here for the Bombers. Inbound pass now here for Guthrie Center. Into the hands here of Schreck. And she'll bounce it now left side. It's into the hands. On the way. And Schreck had that one partially tapped. Cut her hand, but up the floor. Now the Bombers come the other way. 8-4 the lead here for them, and it's 10 seconds to go in the quarter. McCorkle dribbling out top now, looking at the clock, trying to get something started. Picks up her dribble. Forces a pass down to Vice. She'll try to force her way underneath. Kicks the pass across, and the Bombers don't get a shot up here before time runs out. That's going to do it for our first quarter of play. Adair Casey leads this one by a score of 8-4 after one. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Westline Fencing and Material in Adair can handle and install fencing materials. They sell all types of Red Brand products and Preosote posts of all sizes. Call Westline Fencing and Material in Adair at 641-740-0346 or 641-740-1012. Crestwood Hills in Anita has a new membership special. If you haven't been a member for 5 previous years, you can join for only $300 for the year, whether you live in town or out of town. Call Crestwood Hills in Anita at 762-3803.
Jim Beal, Chris Parks back with you here at Adair Casey High School. As we go to the second quarter, it's 8-4. Adair Casey leads Guthrie Center here in this girls' Class 1A regional basketball game. Guthrie Center with the basketball as we start this second quarter. Try to trap outside. Now they dump it down low, spinning in the lane and turning on the fall away. The shot no good by Rachel Long. And the rebound tied up. It'll turn over to Adair Casey. Helmets and shoulder pads would have been good issue tonight for this basketball game. It's been a rough one already. Adair Casey front court. They dump it down low. London Bite. No good. Quinn Ruth, the rebound. The putback is good, and she gets fouled. Ruth with a basket down low, and she got hacked on the arm. The whistle that foul against. I'm not sure. He said 53. I'm betting he meant 35. As the free throw is good by Ruth.
Yeah, I think it's who he meant. I don't know. I haven't put it up on the board, though.
So Ruth gets the free throw to go. Now we've got a foul call on the inbound try, a pushing foul against Adair Casey. That's going to be whistled against Mallory Osa. And that'll be her first. So the inbounds feed now for Adair Casey down low. Quinn Ruth grabs it in the lane, spins, and banks one off the window. And just like that, now it's 13-4 all of a sudden in favor of Adair Casey. They've scored 7 straight as the Bombers pressure up the floor now defensively as they try to get it across the timeline. And picking up the dribble was Mallory Osen just across the half-court stripe. Stringer has it down in the corner, and a bump and a foul called now as Mallory Osen got pushed and fouled. They're going to whistle that foul over the far side against Zoe Dinkler. That'll be her first. Up off the bench now, Katie Clark will check back in as Dinkler will check out for Adair Casey. Basketball belongs to the Tigers as they inbound. Stringer out top with the basketball. She'll drive the left side and leave it for Osen. Osen with a right-hand dribble, working against the defense here to the near side. Leaves it for Schreck. Casey Schreck off the curl. She comes back this side. The ball knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Guthrie Center. 6:56 to go in the second quarter. 13-4. Adair Casey stretched out the lead with 7 quick points. It was 6-4 a little while ago. Late in that second quarter, in the first quarter. We're early second quarter right now. As Stringer has the ball out top on the left side curl. She stops in traffic and leaves it back outside for Long. Right side it comes now to Osen. She drives here into the corner and dumps it off for Claire Thompson. And we've got a whistle now as the ball comes free over here on this near side. And we're going to have a foul whistled against Adair Casey. This will be on Danny McCorkle. That'll be her first. That's the 4th team foul whistled against Adair Casey. Basketball belongs now to Guthrie Center as they inbound and curl it out top with Osen. Osen looks left, the pass knocked away and tapped out of bounds as Katie Clark got a hand on that one, swatted it away. Guthrie Center will inbound again. 6.5 to go here in the second quarter. Stringer, her pass tipped and stolen, knocked away by Clark. And she gets it back on the run up the floor, dumps it left side. McCorkle shot no good, rebound underneath, hits the floor. Everybody fighting and now it's tied up. It'll belong to Guthrie Center. Guthrie Center will get the basketball back on the shared possession. Tigers have just 1 field goal so far. A field goal and 2 free throws here to show for their offensive efforts here in this early part of the ball game. As Osen will set the offense now for the Tigers. Osen out top working again. It's the top half of the 2-3 here on the end. Bunch here in the second. Foul going to be whistled against Katie Clark. That'll be her first, number 5, against the Bombers. Guthrie Center inbound. And we got a turnover. traveling violation call. She hits the floor. She's going to die. And then lean through the... Roach tap that basketball away. It goes out of bounds. Derek Casey will inbound here to the near corner. Vice, left side, curls into the lane off the dribble. Banker, no good in traffic, but she's fouled. She forced that one up through traffic. Foul going to be whistled against Larissa Stringer. That'll be her first. Team number four against Guthrie Center. A couple of free throws here for Vice. The first one is good. Guthrie Center off the bench. Going to send in Rachel Christensen. Also, Alondra Cass. Reina checks as Emma Wilson. One more free throw here for Vice. And her second try is also good. Vice now with 6 points. 15-4. Adair Casey leading. Backcourt. Struggling with the dribble now. Firing quickly up the floor. They break pressure left side. Quick shot. No good. Rebounded by Adair Casey. Shrek got caught in the backcourt. They fired it ahead. Christensen was open down low, but couldn't get the shot to fall. And the Bombers now turn it right back over as they run it up the floor and get called for traveling. Mallory Olsen will check back into the Guthrie center lineup now as the Tigers will inbound, facing that full court pressure once again. Castorena takes it to the backcourt. Back it goes to Olsen. Olsen picks up her dribble. Like sharks to blood in the water. Everybody just completely. As soon as that ball is picked up off the dribble, you get three players just coming up and putting a body on the block. Knocked away loose. And a foul. Emma Wilson tried to force one up in the lane. Got a lot of traffic. And a foul going to be whistled on Elizabeth Mulder of Adair Casey. That'll be her first. That's the sixth now against the Bombers. Castorena off the inbound with it out top. She'll fire it right side, stolen by Vice. Vice quickly ahead up the floor. Trying to run it up quickly ahead now to Mulder. She stops it. She chases it down and then by Adair Casey. And now we're going to have a foul call. It's going to be an offensive foul whistled against Guthrie Center. Going to go on Emma Wilson.
I'm not sure if she swung the elbows a little bit there after she took it, but hard to see anything from here.
Zoe Dinkla back in now for Adair Casey. 4:50 remaining in this first half. 15-4, Adair Casey leads. The inbound comes out high for the Bombers. McCorkle has it. She'll bounce feed it to the high post. Ruth, right elbow with it. Will jump it back out top to Mulder. Mulder will reset here to the left side. Dinkla, bounce feed. Ruth down left side block. Bank shot up and good. Quinn Ruth took it right to the rack down the left side. She's got 9 points now, and it's 17-4 as the ball is knocked away once again. It's an 11-0 run here now by Adair Casey, covering about the last 5 or 6 minutes. Shrek up the floor now with it off the dribble for the Guthrie Center Tigers, leaves it out top for Wilson. Now Olsen with it over on the far side. Castorena back right side. As they try to stretch the defense a bit, they'll drive Castorena baseline. Quick shot, it's blocked. And it goes off the side of the backboard out of bounds. It'll stay with Guthrie Center. Adair Casey now with a substitution up off the bench. Robin Walhoof checks back into the contest. Also, Shelby Williams will hustle back in. Guthrie Center. Here to the right corner, Shrek off the feed, fires it up and in for a three. That breaks a good-sized drought here for Guthrie Center. 17-7 now the score. Olsen from the, or rather, Shrek from the right corner for the triple. Now Walhoof with it in the front court as we hit the four-minute mark remaining here in the second quarter, and a steal. Ball tapped away by Shrek as Walhoof had it stolen away. Now the ball loose again. Everybody fighting for the loose ball on the floor. It's tied up, and it'll turn back over to Adair Casey. That ball been... buttered here tonight.
Everybody's having a tough time hanging on to it, and some of it's been tough decision making, but for the most part it's just been the intense pressure here. Both these two teams are really coming up against the ball handlers.
Larissa Stringer and Rachel Long back in now for Guthrie Center as Walhoof brings it front court and she throws a pass away down low. fighting the pressure out front down the right side. She tried to curl and fire one quickly down to Quinn Ruth, and it zipped right by her before she could get a hand on it. And Guthrie Center will inbound again, facing the pressure. Long has it. Back it goes once again now to Stringer. Stringer will try to work the dribble, and she's bumped and fouled in the backcourt. That's Walhoove, and that'll be number one on her. And that puts a Guthrie Center now into the bonus. We'll walk to the other side and shoot free throws. For Adair Casey, Katie Clark, and Elizabeth Mulder will check back in. Coach Corey Bart's been substituting pretty freely here in this first half. Danny McCorkle will check back in now for Adair Casey. At the free throw line will be Larissa Stringer for Guthrie Center. Get a chance to shoot the bonus here for the first time tonight. 3:35 left in the second quarter. The front end is on the way. It's no good. Rebound tapped long, and it's picked up by Guthrie Center. So they dump it here right side. It's going to be a traveling violation. They got it over here to Whitney Bates, to Rachel Long, but she stumbled and ended up on her back, and that turns it over.
Yeah, Mulder did a good job of tapping that one away, so Bates had to go. Long had to go find it, and then couldn't end up controlling it very well.
Bombers will inbound, or at least try, and they'll throw it away. It goes out of bounds. The pass was too tall for Quinn Ruth, and if it's too tall for her, it's too tall for anybody else. It's over her head and out of bounds. And Guthrie Center will get the basketball back. Up off the bench, London Vice back in now for Adair Casey. And Guthrie Center gets the basketball. They should be, there we go. As I said, they should be getting it down back on the other side. Nobody touched the ball. With the inbound in the front court, it'll be Olsen to key it in. Olsen dumps it down low. Stringer underneath, too far underneath, kicks it back out top. Emma Wilson with it. She's bumped, and we're going to have an offensive foul called against Wilson. That'll be the third on Emma Wilson as she tried to work this right side. McCorkle came up, put a body in front of her. I guess it was flip a coin. It's either offense or defense, but they called the charge.
Put the arm pretty far out in front of her that time. That's why the official called it that way.
Clark drives the left side for Adair Casey. Stops, feeds it for Williams down the left side, and we have a whistle, and she'll get two free throws. Shelby Williams down the left side. Quickly took the pass, got fouled. That'll be whistled on Mallory Olsen, her second. And that will send Shelby Williams to the line for Adair Casey. 3:13 left to go here in this first half as Williams knocks down the first free throw. Seems like it's been a long half. We've had so many whistles. One more free throw here for Williams. And the second one is no good. Dances out, rebounded by Schreck. 18-7, and a foul up the floor as McCorkle stepped in this time to try to cut off Olsen. And it'll be Danny McCorkle picking up her second foul, and that will march Mallory Olsen to the free throw line as she'll get two free throws here for Guthrie Center.
Yeah, the way this one started, it's hard to believe we're in the situation we're in now here with now things are starting to be cleaned up a little bit here by the officials, and it's really slowed things down here in this second quarter, taking an awful long time.
My mistake, I said two free throws. She has to make one to get the second. It's a one-on-one situation, and she will get two as Olsen rattles the first one around and through. Each team in the bonus here in this first half now. Second try by Olsen is no good. Rebound tapped out long and grabbed by Clark. She's going to turn around the floor. She's up the floor quickly and threw a pass that was intercepted down low. Good hustle by Schreck, but now she has her pocket pick. Shot no good in the turnaround by Emma Ferguson, who checked in. And the ball knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with it, Adair Casey. Well, don't turn your head for a second or you'll miss a turnover. 2:57 left in the first half. 18-8, Adair Casey leads. The inbounds lob is stolen. Tried to lob it in, and Claire Thompson went up and took it away. You cannot throw a careless pass in this ballgame.
No.
Out front, it's Olsen now for Guthrie Center. They screen for her. She curls and comes back here to the near side. She turns in the lane. Quick pass, tipped and stolen. It's Clark with a steal. Katie Clark with a finish on the opposite end. It's 20-8, and now Clark picks up a foul on the backcourt. And that'll turn and send Mallory Olsen back to the free throw line once again for Guthrie Center. That'll be the second on Clark. Zoe Dinkla off the bench now as Clark will sit down. 2:32 left to play here in this first half. Bonus coming for Osen, and she rattles in the first one. Is this what basketball at the Y looks like at noon?
No, we don't shoot free throws.
Oh, I gotcha. Second one also good. Osen shoots two and makes them both here. 20-10 the score. Bombers with the lead in the basketball. They inbound. Fire it ahead. Vice up the floor. Bounce feed ahead on the run to Dinkler, and she lays it in. Boy, Guthrie Center slow getting back that time. But here, Casey beat him up the floor for an easy bucket. 22-10 now. Back court. Schreck picks up the dribble ahead to Stringer, and she'll break pressure. Stringer up the left side, dribbles through the double team, and then gets fouled around the corner. That'll be Dinkla picking up the foul. That's her second, and that will send Osen. It'll send Stringer to the free throw line. And this will be two now. They're in the double bonus. 2:12 left to play here in this first half. The clock doesn't move real fast when it's off, does it?
No.
First free throw on the way is good. So Stringer gets that high bounce off the back of the rim to go up and drop through. 22-11 now the score. Second try coming here for Stringer. And that one is no good. Side of the rim rebounded by Adair Casey. Ruth came up with it. She'll leave it to the backcourt now for Ferguson. And Ferguson up the floor for the front court. Left side, Williams. Williams looking for some help. She'll fire it back out top to Ruth. Ruth right side to Vice. Vice just inside the circle. Fires a high shot. No good. Rebound in the lane by Dinkler. Her putback no good. And over the back on the rebound attempt, Stringer will pick up the foul. That'll be the second on Larissa Stringer. And we'll shoot free throws once again. This time it'll be Emma Ferguson, a 5'6 freshman at the free throw line for Adair Casey. Well, a lot of young players in this ball game. And the front end is no good. Emma Ferguson misses the front end, so the rebound to Schreck, and Guthrie Center comes away with it. Osen backcourt will work it ahead to the front side now. She curls, goes down the lane, kicks it left side. Stringer short shot, no good. Stringer could pull the string. Footer on the baseline, rebounded Dare Casey. And now, but stepped on the sideline as she tapped that ball free and came up with it. So the ball will go back to Adair Casey. Bombers facing pressure backcourt as Dinkler will work on the dribble. Picked up by Schreck in the backcourt. Up the sideline, now we got a foul. Well, we didn't have any whistles in the first quarter. But
I think maybe they decided to change philosophies or something here in the second quarter, because it sure has changed.
Yeah, minute 24 to go yet here in the second quarter. And Adair Casey now to the free throw line. It'll be Dinkless shooting the bonus. And the front end is no good. Rebounded inside by Schreck. Guthrie Center up the floor. Pops with it, feeds it back out. Osen now here to the near side, Long. Osen out top of the circle. Looking left now to Stringer. High pass. Stringer had to use Stringer to Schreck. Now Osen grabs it. She'll pull up off the dribble. Shot no good. Ends up on the floor. Rebound taken by Dinkler. Dinkler going to run up the floor and try to throw a late pass that's out of bounds. Way too late on that pass attempt there by Dinkler. Schreck was able to get in front of London Vice and knock that ball out of bounds. Adair Casey ball with 52 seconds left here in this first half. A high inbound device. She stops, dumps it low for Williams. Bank shot good. Chasing the basketball. They left Williams open underneath, and she got an easy banker. 24-11, and another whistle and another foul in the backcourt. This one's going to be whistled on Emma Ferguson. It'll be her first, and we'll walk to the other end and shoot free throws again. Both teams in the double bonus. It'll be Osen to the line here to shoot two. 43 seconds left to go in this first half. And Osen misfires on the first. Robin Walhoof back into the ball game now as Ferguson will check out for Adair Casey. Second free throw try by Osen. That one in and out, no good. Rebounded inside by Adair Casey. 38 seconds left in the half. Vice up the right side now on the dribble. Gets to the baseline. Curls around. Shot blocked from behind. Williams came up with a loose ball. She banks one up and in. 26-11. Adair Casey with 25 seconds left in the half. Quickly up the floor, Osen. Left side, Stringer. Back to Osen. Out high, it's long. Right side, Schreck. She'll elevate. Fire one up. No good. Rebound tapped out. Schreck able to come up with it. And she's fouled on the arm. London Vice reaching in, picks up the foul. 13 seconds remaining here in the first half. It'll be Casey Schreck at the line to shoot two here for the Tigers. And the first one is good. Schreck with 6 points here in the ball game, a three-point basket. She's also 3 for 3 from the line here tonight. Second try here on the way, and that's also good. So Schreck hits on both. 26-13. Adair Casey ball. We're down to 10 seconds left as they run it up the floor. Ruth on the dribble right side. Out top to Vice and a traveling violation call. 6 seconds left. And the ball will go back in the other direction. Inbound feed. Schreck. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Osen across the timeline to Schreck. She'll stop. Fire went up on the run. It's off the backboard. Hits the rim and no good. And that'll do it here in the first half. 26-13. Adair Casey with the lead over Guthrie Center in tonight's girls Class 1A regional rugby. Been a tough one out there tonight. 26-13. Adair Casey with the lead. We'll have more in just a moment. We'll take a timeout. We're at halftime. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast was brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981. Atlantic Municipal Utilities has rebates available on energy-efficient electric heat pumps. They are one of the least expensive ways to heat and cool your home. Stop by your local dealer for more information. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility. Steve Sisler, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes. For all your life, health, group, disability, and estate planning needs, call Steve Sisler with Brocker, Carnes & Carnes Insurance in Anita, 712-762-4191.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Adair Casey High School here tonight. Been an interesting ball game here so far. It's sometimes resembled basketball, but it's been an awful rough and tumble contest here tonight. 26-13. Adair Casey has a lead over Guthrie Center, a team from just up the road here in Guthrie County. And it's been one of those ball games tonight, Chris. It's been an interesting contest and might be a game where you know, the team that wins is the team that has most of their good players still on the floor and not fouled out by the time it's over.
Yeah, that could be a big factor here as we head down the stretch. And, trying to take care of the basketball is going to do both these teams, a world of good as well. It's just been kind of an interesting way this one's played out. I think maybe the officials were kind of hoping that, good, nice, clean game would start off the ball game there in that first quarter and kind of let things go for a while. And then now they started to, crank up the whistles a little bit here in that second quarter, and we saw an awful lot of fouls and teams getting to the free throw line early and then getting there often. And it might be one of those types of games. If both teams continue to play the way that they are on the outside with the pressure against the guards as soon as, especially when players pick up the dribble. I think there's going to be a lot more of that, and it's going to come down to who's out there and can you knock down your free throws too.
Yeah, we've seen a good chunk of free throws here in the first half. We might see an awful lot more in the second half too, depending upon how this thing plays through. But if you were looking for some good, fundamentally sound basketball here tonight, you may have come to the wrong place. It's really tough, and I don't mean that as a knock on the girls. It's difficult when you're playing defense as aggressively and as physically as these two teams are. It's really tough to sustain dribbles. It's tough to make clean passes. It's tough to get decent shots. It's really tough to really run a good, solid offense. And Both teams have struggled offensively here tonight. You can tell that by the turnovers that we've seen here this evening, as they really struggle to get up and down the court at times. You know, Derek Casey's picking Guthrie Center up. They're going to make them work the entire 84 feet here tonight. They're not going to give them any room to wiggle at all. They're picking them up half court, or in the back court, rather. Guthrie Center, on the other hand, a little token pressure at times in the back court, but primarily they're picking up at half court and letting Adair Casey get up and get set. But it's been tough. I mean, no pass goes without a hand in the way.
No, and I think what makes it really difficult here for these two teams, and you kind of alluded to it already, is, you know, when you get out there that quick on the pressure on a ball handler, you really tighten down those lanes that you have to be able to make a pass. And I think these two teams aren't really used to seeing that type of pressure. I mean, they'll play some teams that'll do that throughout the year, but I don't know that I've ever watched a game where both teams are as aggressive as they have been to come out quickly out on the arc against those players. And it cuts down those lanes, and we've seen a lot of times where the guards are trying to feed the ball inside or just pass it across to the other side, you know, just a simple, you know, pass to the other side on the outlet. And it's been a turnover because somebody's there to get a hand on it, knock it loose, and then there's always a scrum for the ball on the floor. And it's just very hard to try to find any kind of breathing room here out on the floor. You got to make really good decisions when you get rid of that ball.
Well, and when you look at the stats here in front of us, Guthrie Center had all of 2 field goals in the first half. They scored 13 points, the majority of them coming from the free throw line. Just 2 field goals, a 3 by Casey Schreck in the second quarter. Mallory Olsen had a 2-point basket in the first quarter, and that's the sum total of their field goal efforts here tonight. And it's not necessarily that they're shooting so poorly. They haven't gotten a lot of opportunities to take shots.
Yeah, they really haven't, and when they have, they've kind of had to force some up. We've seen a number of shots that have been kind of just running floaters in the lane because they get a little bit of inch of space and want to put it up towards the basket right away. Yeah, they're going to have to try to figure out some things to maybe get the ball out of those guards' hands a little bit quicker so that they can try to work it, you know, a down around inside, and then maybe a kick out outside so you can free up a little bit of space so those guards aren't trying to do everything by on their own. And, yeah, they just haven't got a lot of good looks. And you know, you look at one stat that's really surprising to me, and you would think it would be a great advantage for Guthrie Center. You look at Adair Casey, they turned the ball over 15 times there in that first half, and you'd think, boy, Guthrie Center's probably got a good chance to stay in this one. Well, on the other hand, they turned it over 14 times, so it hasn't really helped themselves out in that regard, and it's just been kind of sloppy here for both teams because that defensive pressure has been so strong.
Been a little tough here so far tonight. 26-13, Adair Casey leads Guthrie Center here at halftime of this girls' game. Earlham also with a lead over Martinsdale St. Mary's, 25-14, and the winner of that game plays the winner of this game here at Adair Casey on Friday night. So, yeah, there's something to be had there, too. So those two teams, two games kind of keep an eye on each other here this evening. We'll take a timeout, get you some numbers here at the half in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Rick's Auto Clinic, located at 702 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers oil changes as well as engine and transmission overhauls and has 23 years of experience. No job is too small or too big. Give Rick's Auto Clinic a call today at 243-7088. Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Harlan can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Call Camlin's Plumbing and Heating on the square in Harlan today. And Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey, serving the community with quality care and concern during the times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Adair Casey High School. Halftime is 26-13. Bombers with a lead over the Guthrie Center Tigers. Take a look at numbers for you here at the intermission. Adair Casey led by Quinn Ruth. She's got 9 first half points, 7 of those coming in the second quarter. Also London Vice with 6. Shelby Williams has 5. So the majority of the points for the Bombers here in the first half coming from down low. Also 4 points for Katie Clark and 2 for Zoe Dinkla in the first half off the bench. For Guthrie Center, Casey Schreck has 7 in the first half. Also 5 points for Mallory Olsen and 1 for Larissa Stringer. 8 of 13 from the free throw line for Guthrie Center. 4 of 7 from the free throw line here in the first half for Adair Casey in the ball game this evening. Fouls are an issue, however. 3 fouls for Emma Wilson of Guthrie Center. Also, two fouls each for Larissa Stringer and Mallory Osen for Guthrie Center in the first half. For Derek Casey, two fouls apiece on London Vice, Danny McCorkle, Katie Clark, and Zoe Dinkla. Seen a lot of fouls here tonight. As I mentioned, too, Earlham leading Guthrie Center 25-14 on that other side of the bracket here in girls class 1A. Also, after one quarter in boys regular season basketball tonight, over in Council Bluffs, Atlantic leads Abraham Lincoln 18-14. And that's after one quarter in that contest this evening.
And an update for another girls game for you as well. Audubon leading Riverside 20-17 at halftime of that basketball game tonight.
Yeah, a few other games going on in 1A and 2A girls regional action here tonight. And some pretty decent matchups tonight in some of the games. You know, early in the tournament season, sometimes you get some mismatches. That's just kind of the way things go. But things, you know, kick it into high gear. I want to remind you, too, that we'll have wrestling tomorrow for you here on KJN. You mentioned Audubon. Wheelers will be wrestling in the Class 1A Boys Dual Team Championships tomorrow. They'll wrestle Woodbury Central in their first-round match at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. And I'll be in Des Moines tomorrow to bring you those matches. The Wheelers will wrestle in the first round at 11 o'clock. They'll wrestle in the second round, whether it's consolation or semifinals, at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And then they'll have a final match as well, either the championships at 6:30 or the consolation finals at 4:30 tomorrow. And we'll have all three of their matches for you here tomorrow on KJAN. And, of course, then live coverage of the state wrestling championships Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from Des Moines. You can check our website for all of the report times, and we'll have lots of activity going on from Des Moines here over the next few days. We're ready to go to the second half. Adair Casey, Guthrie Center, back on the floor, getting started, ready to start this second half. The Guthrie Center Tigers will have the basketball to start this third quarter. 26-13 to score. Chris, give us a call.
The Tigers will start with the basketball here as Osen will key it in here, and they'll work from right to left as we start the second half of play. Inbound, and Osen gets it back. Now they work it over here left side into the hands of Castorena. She's guarded quickly and lost the handle on the basketball and dribbled it out of bounds. So it'll turn over right away here back to Adair Casey. They'll inbound here. They've got Zoe Dinkla, Katie Clark, also Danny McCorkle, London Vice, and Quinn Ruth out on the floor here to start the second half for the Bombers. Dribble here. Dinkla, nice pass on the roll there by Quinn Ruth, but she missed the shot. Rebound underneath, taken away by Rachel Long. And now Osen will try to fight her way out of pressure. And she got tied up, and they're going to call a jump ball, and it'd be Adair Casey basketball here on the arrow. Inbound now here will come from the Bombers here on this near sideline. McCorkle will inbound down low to Veitch. She turns, floats one up over Long. No good. It's a soft shot, but it didn't go. And the rebound will be tied up here between Clark and Long underneath, and it'll go back to Guthrie Center. Pressure put on here again by the Bombers, as they have here all ball game. Inbound it goes into Emma Wilson. Now back to Osen. Osen will dribble across against the pressure this time. Lost the handle on it. Got away with the carry, but now she'll dump it down low. Long back outside to Osen. Osen, Castorena. Castorena now working here against pressure. Fights it through. It went off the floor. Wilson had it. She lost the handle on it. She tried to go up for a shot, and it turns over back to Adair Casey. By the way, they run. Clark on the run out gets the layup on the other end. 28-13 now here. The first points of the second half coming for the Bombers. In trouble now here. It was Katie Schreck had to get rid of it. Castorena in traffic. Fell down. Lost the handle on the basketball. And it's going to be Adair Casey basketball here underneath. And a whistle there to stop it. And 10-second call was the call as anyways after she had lost it. So it'll be now down low. They'll dump it down underneath here and in the hands there of McCorkle. She missed the shot. Ball bounced around off the floor, came back to her, and she gets tied up underneath, and the Bombers will keep it on the arrow this time. Ball kind of swatted around like a pinball that time, came right back to McCorkle on the block. Castorena can check out, and into the ballgame, Larissa Stringer will check back in. Into the right side corner, it's Ruth. Her shot blocked there. Nice job by Wilson. It's blocked out of bounds, though, and it'll stay with Adair Casey. Inbound will come from McCorkle underneath. Gets it into Vice. She turns. Strong move to the bucket. Rattles out on the shot. Rebound comes out long, and Stringer will pull it down. And she'll get it off now. And help, stiff and stolen away. Ruth got a piece of it. Clark came up with it. Then she lost it. Osen gets it back. And now she's going to be called for an offensive foul, working against McCorkle on the far side. So Mallory Olson will pick up number three. And now Coach Jordan Waddell comes out here way onto the court to try to get an explanation here from the officials. She didn't like the call there, and there was a lot of movement on that far side by McCorkle. Could have gone the other way. 28-13. 6:20 left to go here in this third quarter of play, and the officials still here talking with Waddell.
Well, I kind of wondered how long it was going to take before one of these coaches get up off the bench and say, you know, enough is enough. What's a foul, what's not? It's been a tough one here tonight. It really has. There really hasn't been any structure to the basketball game.
Yeah, it's been kind of helter-skelter, and it's been back and forth here all night long, and now...
And I tell you, that's really out of character for Jordan Waddell. She's working with a young team, and she came in late to the program just before the season started. And what I've been told about the way she's coached this team is she's very positive, very upbeat. She knows they're going to make mistakes at times because they're young, but she doesn't get down on them, and she just keeps pushing them forward. So for her to come up off the bench like that, you know she was pretty riled up.
And London Vice is going to shoot shots here. They do call a technical, so it'll be Vice with the two free throws. She knocked them both down, and now the Bombers will have possession here at half court. Inbound here into the backcourt to get it into Dinkla. Zoe Dinkla works it right side now here into the hands of Clark. Clark working towards the free throw line. Now jumps it back outside McCorkle. McCorkle will drive baseline. Back outside it goes to Clark. Three-pointer on the way. Rattles it home. Here, Casey doesn't shoot a lot of threes, but Clark makes that one count. And it's now 33-13. Up the floor, Olsen's going to be fouled here as she works across on the dribble. Reach-in foul whistled here against the Bombers. That'll be whistled here against Katie Clark, her third.
Well, I hope you didn't have dinner reservations after the ball game tonight, because you're going to miss them.
Yeah, it's kind of starting to extend out here. Tigers will have it now here after the inbound. It's in to Olsen's hand out top. And the pressure comes out on her as she picked up the dribble. Get it off to Wilson. She just throws an awkward shot up as she tried to get around the defense. Was hoping for a call there and didn't get it. Up the floor now here it's Clark. Clark now for the Bombers will have it here down low. Spin and a move by Vice. Gets it up and throws it home.
That's a nice play by Vice. Nice curl, nice fall away. Gets her into double digits.
Up the floor now here. A run out now coming the other way here by Schreck. She'll stop and kick it back up top. Olsen, she'll try the three in transition. It's no good. Rebound tapped out long, and Springer picks it up off the floor and will dump it back to Olsen. Back to Stringer in the corner. She'll try the three. That's well short. Rebound pulled down by Vice, and now she'll run the other way. One-on-one against Olsen. Goes around her and gets the lay-in. 12 points now here for Vice. Almost a tap and a steal by the Bombers off the inbound as Ruth did a good job of swatting at it. And now a substitution here as it'll be a Guthrie Center ball here underneath. Emma Ferguson checks back in now here for Adair Casey. Inbound, bad pass across the floor. Vice steals it away. Into the hands of Ruth. Now she'll dump it off to Dinklage. Jumper on the way, no good. Rebound by Olsen. And now she'll get it in the hands of Wilson. Wilson on the dribble. Gives it off now here to Olsen. Back up the floor. They go into the hands of Schreck. Schreck goes baseline. Try to go up with a shot. And Vice tried to go straight up on that one, but they're going to call her for a foul, and we'll go to the line here to shoot two. Casey Schreck at the free throw line here for two shots, trying to break the barrier here in the second half for the Tigers, and she can't do it on the first one. Substitution now, Claire Thompson back into the game here for the Tigers as Rachel Long will check out. One more free throw now here for Casey Schreck. It's up on the way, and that one rattles home. So the first points of the second half coming with 4:38 left to go here in the third quarter for Guthrie Center. It's now 37-14. McCorkle up the floor. She'll drive right side all the way around. Shot blocked by Wilson, and I don't know what that signal was, but it's going to be Guthrie Center basketball as Wilson came back down with it on the baseline and was out of bounds.
As a jump ball is what he called. Although I don't know that it really was joint possession at any time.
But not joint possession. But inbound here, and now Olsen will have it. She'll dribble through traffic, and a big collapse on her, and she ran into a host of players. They're going to whistle a foul here. going to be whistled against Ferguson. That'll be her second. And now the inbound will come here on the near sideline. Claire Thompson will key it in. Over far side. Into the hands up top, back again to Osen. Osen looks right side to Stringer, but now picks it up, needs some help. She's trapped. Nobody coming to help. Now they finally do. Wilson comes back behind her to let her hand it off. Wilson back to Osen. Now back to Stringer right side. She'll pull the trigger on a three. No good. Rebound fought for into the hands of Weiss. Weiss off to Ferguson. She'll run up the floor. Ferguson all the way. Ran right over the defender, and she'll get called for the offensive foul.
Yeah, that was one that was easy to call.
Kind of a freshman mistake there from Emma Ferguson. A little bit out of control. Just went right after the defender there. And now she'll check out. Katie Clark's going to come back in. 3:54 left to go, third quarter. 37-14 here. Inbound pass now will come here to the Tigers. Wilson guarded closely. Hands of Clark. Clark tried to dump a pass back across to McCorkle. It's stolen away by Schreck. Schreck now in trouble. She'll throw it away, and it's stolen by McCorkle. McCorkle will go down the lane, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot, too. McCorkle with a chance here for a couple at the line as foul whistled there against Emma Wilson. That'll be number four on her. At the line, McCorkle will put up the first, and that's good. One more coming now here for Danny McCorkle. Rachel Christensen checked into the ballgame now here for Guthrie Center. Second free throw up and good there as well. So McCorkle knocks them both down. And it's now 39-14. Bombers starting to extend this lead out here a little bit further. They'll try to pick the key by Christensen, who just came in. No good. Rebound Bombers. They'll run. Up the floor, Clark down low on the block device. Turn around, jumper on the way, no good. Rebound on the floor, and Osen pulls out of there with it. Now she's guarded closely. We'll try to trap her. She gets it away here to Stringer. Stringer off to Schreck, up the floor. Nice pass ahead. Christensen will pull up for the jumper. That's no good. Rebound into the hands of Stringer, and she tried to go back up with it, and she's fouled, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two. Larissa Stringer will have two shots coming. Zoe Dinkla picks up her third. Stringer sets up here for the first free throw. No good. Back up off the bench for the Bombers. Shelby Williams is going to check in as Zoe Dinkla checks out. One more free throw here for Stringer. Up on the way. That one's no good off the back iron. Rebound fought for, and Weiss comes away with it. 39-14, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Lob up ahead here for the Bombers. McCorkle lost the handle on it and turns it over. Weiss tried to pass it to her on the right side, couldn't handle it. And now Guthrie Center back with possession. Inbound here to Christensen. Right back here to Osen. Osen up the floor, across the timeline on the dribble. Dumps it back now here to Stringer. Stringer. Pass to Christensen. She'll turn around and throw one up from the free throw line. No good. Clark with the rebound. Bombers will come the other way. They're on the run again. Down low. Nice pass in transition. McCorkle, and she gets the easy layup. Good look that time up the floor by Clark. Now up the floor. Osen has it tapped away and stolen. Weiss has it. Back to Clark. She'll go down low. Shot up and no good. Weiss the rebound. Put back good. And now a timeout taken here once again by Guthrie Center. Full timeout. 2:22 left to go, third quarter. It's 43-14, and Eric Casey on tap. Take a break. You're listening to High School.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott Auction Building is the best source for buying and selling household, antiques, estates, farm equipment, and much more. Call the McDermott Auction Building. They're located at 205 Maple Street in Atlantic, and their number is 243-4673, where buyers and sellers go to get the best and let McDermott's do the rest. Rumors Lounge, located in the northeast corner of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza, the perfect place to meet old and new friends, shoot a game of pool, watch your favorite sporting event, and enjoy a cold beverage of your choosing. Rumors Lounge, northeast corner of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. Mick Allen is a registered representative with ING Financial Partners. See Mick for your investment needs. Mick's office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through ING Financial Partners Incorporated, member SIPC.
After the timeout, Tigers inbound here. They throw it up the floor here to get it down to Osen. She'll curl around the defense. Nice move there and gets a bucket there on the run. She's had to work awful hard trying to hold on to possession of the basketball here tonight. Now she gets her second field goal and just the third field goal of the game here for Guthrie Center. And now on the other end, Weiss is going to have it knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bombers underneath. 1:56 left to go here in the third quarter. 43-16, Derek Casey the lead. McCorkle inbound, up high to Weiss, and Weiss now will hang on to it out front, lob down low to Ruth, Ruth turns, ducks under, nice move, shot a little bit too strong though, and the rebound comes down to Stringer. She'll hand off to Osen, now up ahead again to Stringer, they break it across and into Christensen's hand, she turns and fires up the three and splashes it home. No hesitation there, Rachel Christensen gets the triple. It's now 43-19. Up the floor, Clark in traffic, on the run, layup good, and the foul call. She'll have a chance at a three-point play coming up. So Clark there with the bucket, and have a chance to go to the line here. That'll be her third, and then we'll have another chance here to free throw. Halftime update for you. It's Abraham Lincoln point at the halftime break. The Lynx with a lead right now over the Trojans at halftime in boys hoops tonight.
Free throw good by Clark.
And now the Tigers will inbound here underneath. 46-19, 1:23 left to go third quarter. Inbound pass, they'll work it up the floor across the timeline. Bounce pass into the hands of Christensen. She'll fire it up ahead and double dribble call. Of course, she got rid of the pass. The extra dribble, and it'll turn it back over now here to Adair Casey. Clark will bring it across here. 1:11 left to go in the third quarter. 46-19, Bombers lead. Clark working, drives baseline all the way. Runner no good. It was an awkward shot, and then she was out of bounds, tried to come back in and save that. And it'll be Guthrie Center basketball. So they turn it right back over here, and it'll be inbounded now by Claire Thompson. Pass to Reyna back in there. She takes the inbound. Now off to Osen. Osen stops before she gets across the timeline. Now needs some help. Pass to Castorena. And she'll dribble out of a trap. Now stuck there, and it's going to be tied up. Quinn Ruth was right there to tie it up, and I'm going to call a foul here instead. And Ruth will pick up that foul. It'll be her second. Clark's going to check out. Walhoof comes back in. Also, Dinkla checks in, and McCorkle will come out. Inbound pass. Castorena has it out top. A couple of dribbles here and kicks it back now to Christensen. Back to Castorena. Now in the corner left side. Pump fake there by Schreck, and she'll dribble back out to the top. Schreck gets a screen from Osen, goes right side, bounces a pass over there far side in the hands of Thompson. Now it's lost, knocked away, and it goes into the backcourt. Bobbers can't track it down, though. And it'll be Guthrie Center basketball. Thompson will inbound. 27 seconds left to go in the quarter. Inbound here to Schreck. Schreck, right side dribble. Now tries to work around against the Ruth. They try to trap her there, and it's knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Adair Casey basketball. Dinkla cut her off, and Quinn Ruth came to trap on the other side up top. And now Dinkla will inbound here and then get it over here right side to Weiss. Weiss dribbles to the free throw line, turns, lobs it down low. Williams on the run, gets it in there to fall through. Kind of being bumped down towards the underneath the basket, and she puts it up and in before she's too far underneath. And now up the floor, it's swatted away. Weiss got a hand on it, knocks it out of bounds with just 1.2 ticks showing on the clock. And the Tigers will inbound and have to try to throw one up here real quick here before the quarter ends. Into the corner, shot up, it's blocked by Ruth, and that'll be the end of our third quarter of play. 48-19, Adair Casey stretching out their lead. We'll take a break, have the fourth quarter coming up for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association.
Cumberland Telephone Company is a full-service telephone company providing wide area calling to Anita, Messina, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. Voicemail, 800 toll calling, and Cumberland long-distance plans. They offer wireless high-speed internet within an 8 to 10-mile radius of Cumberland. Call Vicki and Eric today at 712-774-2221. Walnut Creek Fertilizer, the place for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs, including custom application and expert advice from their agronomy field specialists. Call Walnut Creek Fertilizer at 712-784-3887 or Jim Walter at 243-2784. Hock and Block Main Street Repair in Griswold can service or repair your motorcycle, ATV, golf cart, small engine, and lawn equipment. They have 25 years of experience and are factory trained. Give Pete a call at 712-778-4279.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Adair Casey High School. As we go to the fourth quarter, 48-19. The Bombers with the lead over the Tigers in this girls 1A regional contest. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bombers here as they work it into the front court. 22-6, third quarter advantage for Adair Casey. And the Bombers will inbound once again. McCorkle down low, Vice posting right side turn. Soft shot up and good. London Vice having a nice ball game. She's got 16 points. And it's 50-19 in favor of Adair Casey. Schreck in the backcourt now working against pressure. Again, Adair Casey trying to trap at every turn. Schreck picks up her dribble, leaves it for Wilson, and it's kicked. Bombers caught a break there because they were about to lose that ball to the backcourt. The Tigers caught a break, rather. The Tigers will keep it. It's kicked out by the Bombers. Olsen with it off the inbound. Gets it right back. Olsen looking to the right corner. Dumps it down low. Gets it back from Long. She'll drive, curl it around, and try to force one inside across the lane to Schreck. It's knocked out of bounds by the Bombers. Inbounds coming low. Olsen here to the left corner. Schreck will fire a three. It skims the side of the rim. No good. Rebound chased down, though, by Olsen as Guthrie Center will keep. Guthrie Center right side. They dump it off now on the perimeter. Schreck working the dribble. Brings it back out top. And we'll reset here to the near side. The pass tipped. Chased down, though, by Olsen. Olsen around Clark. Up the left side. Pulls up. Jumps one up in traffic. No good. Rebound to Vice. Just over a minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Adair Casey with a 50-19 lead, and they have the basketball. And we're going to have a bounce pass as McCorkle is being pushed out of bounds by Olsen. Got the ball down low, and now got it back. Now it's Clark right side. She'll curl in the lane, dump it down low on the screen and roll, and Quinn Ruth gets rewarded. She's got 11 points as she banks one home underneath, and it's 52-19. 6.5 left to go in the fourth. Schreck to the front court now for the Tigers. Back now to Olsen. Olsen to the high point now. Leaves it to the right side to Castorena. She struggles with it. And now is going to get bailed out with a foul call over on that far side as Castorena bumped and fouled by Emma Ferguson. Well, he said 14. Can't be Ferguson.
Yeah, it's for Walhoo.
She's not on the floor. It's got to be Walhoo. Yeah. She wears number 24. Castorena to the free throw line now. He's got three centers in the bonus, and the first try is no good. She won't get a second. Rebound to the Bombers. Up the floor they come. Clark down low. It's through the hands of London Vice, and it hit her in the noggin and goes out of bounds. She was trying to post underneath in traffic. We're going to have a timeout asked for here by Adair Casey. It was 6:12 left to go. Fifth on basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJE and All Sports Boosters Association. Tanner's Fashions. Now is the time to add to your wardrobe. Select from Missy and Petite dresses, coordinate groups, sportswear, and coats at Tanner's Fashions in Atlantic, where browsers are welcome, buyers adored. A sports bar and grill at the Super Bowl in Atlantic. Enjoy open bowling during the week and glow bowling on weekends. The Super Bowl features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic. Property Connection Real Estate. In addition to listing properties and representing buyers, they can sell farms, land, or even homes at auctions. Property Connection Real Estate, it's the connection that makes the difference. And located at 510 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Dennis Leroy Phillips, broker.
Guthrie Center inbounding the basketballs. We come back out of the timeout. 52-19. Bombers lead it. 6:05 left to play. Into the lane now. Stopping is Wilson. She fires it up quickly. It's blocked. Tapped away, and the Bombers steal it. Long pass up the floor to McCorkle. It's out of bounds. It's been a very physical basketball game tonight, as we've chronicled for you, but also a little helter-skelter at times by the two teams offensively trying to break through pressure. It's created a lot of turnovers. Right side Bombers have it up the floor now. Stringer over on the right side, dumps it out top, cast to Reyna, right back to Stringer. Fakes the shot, looks low, fires it inside for Long. She turns, quick shot up, off the rim, no good. Rebound inside Clark. Clark will turn and run the floor for the Bombers. She'll go left side, wall hoop, forces it underneath to Weiss, and her shot too strong, missed it underneath, and the rebound taken by Stringer. Stringer now off to Castorena, long pass ahead to Long, and she'll leave it for Schreck. Casey Schreck with it out top, 52-19 Bombers. Long three try from the right side, off the window and good. Larissa Stringer at the tough angle three-pointer, caught the window and fell through. It's 52-22. Bombers with a 30-point lead in the ball. Clark here right side, picked up by Schreck. She'll curl, now with a left-hand dribble, stops at the perimeter, and dumps it here for McCorkle. McCorkle right side, drives baseline, stops, back it goes to Ruth, banker, good. Quinn Ruth steps in, took the shot off the window from the right side, and it's 54-22. Quick pass ahead, now Clark steps in front of Castorena, steals it, she'll run the floor, and lay it in on the other side. Katie Clark with a basket, off the steal and the finish. 56-22, 4:35 left to play. Tigers right side now. Stringer on the circle. Off top to Long. She'll lob it for Wilson. Wilson into the 27 to play here in the ball game. And Emma Wilson will go to the line for Guthrie Center. Quinn Ruth will pick up the foul. It'll be her third. Wilson to shoot. And the first one is good. First point of the night for Emma Wilson. Osen checks back in now for Guthrie Center. Also, Rachel Christensen is back into the contest. One more free throw coming here for Emma Wilson. And her second try is no good. Front of the rim. Rebounded by Ruth. 56-23. Up the floor, Clark runs it all the way, floats one up, off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll turn back over to Guthrie Center. For the Tigers, Claire Thompson is off the bench back in. 4:17 left. We're in the fourth quarter. 56-23. Adair Casey with a big middle part of this game. Down low now, Thompson. Dribbles the ball into traffic, lost the handle. It's tied up. The possession arrow points in favor of Guthrie Center, though. So the Tigers, again, will keep. Thompson to inbound. Right side gets it to Osen. She'll load up a three ball. That's no good. Rebound to Thompson. Back out to Osen. Osen off the dribble. We'll fire it out top. Christensen. Right side now to Castorena. Castorena off the dribble into traffic. Gets it back to Osen. Back to Castorena and zipped it right past her. She was heading to the basket. Whip right behind her and out of bounds. Nice catch over there on the bounce by the Guthrie Center Tiger mascot. He's happy. He's smiling.
Got his work in tonight.
Up the floor now comes McCorkle for Adair Casey. Here to the right side. Off the dribble. Walhove in the lane. Lost the handle on it. Now it's tapped free and picked up by Clark. So Bombers keep it. 3:35 remaining in the game. Clark left side of the circle. Gets a screen and a push off. And we show up. Oh, we're going to have a defensive foul. But Clark stuck the elbow out and gave a shove. They're going to call a blocking foul against Mallory Osen. That'll be her fourth. Ball out of bounds. That's just the fifth team foul against Guthrie Center here in the second half. And on the inbound, we've got another whistle and another foul. You know, if the officials would spend more time paying attention to the game and less time looking at the coaches on the sidelines, maybe we'd be better off here tonight. Foul whistle on Mallory Osen. That'll be her fifth, as she'll have to leave the game. That's her fifth. She's fouled out with 3:27 remaining. She'll finish the night with 7 points. Casey Schreck came in off the bench and apparently whizzed by the scorer's table a little too quickly. So she goes back to check in, and now we go. 56-23. Bombers lead it. Quick pass down low. Weiss in traffic didn't get it. It was batted right back to McCorkle. Now she'll pull up and jump one in on the right baseline. Danny McCorkle with the basket. 58-23, and we've hit the 35-point mark now. 35-point difference means the clock will continue to run. 3:10 left to play. Schreck out top picks up the dribble. We'll leave it here near side for Castorena. Castorena fires it right side on the circle. They dump it down low. Now Schreck in traffic. It rolls around and out. No good off the glass with a quick shot. And a rebound to the Bombers. Clark comes out with the ball. She'll bring it up the floor. Now here to the right side, McCorkle. She'll curl off the dribble with the left hand. Dump it down low. Weiss break into the basket. That was easy. London Weiss got through traffic. Broke down low, easy lay-in, 60-23 the score. 2:35 remaining. Here left side, long three by Stringers off the mark, rebounded by Ruth down low. Bombers back up the floor once again. It's Clark with it. And we're going to have a timeout asked for by Adair Casey. And this will be a timeout just to get some fresh faces in so the Bombers will run everybody in and everybody out. It'll be Williams checking in along with Ferguson. Also into the contest now, Shelby Sorensen, Miranda Plowman is checked in, and Zoe Dinkla in for Guthrie Center. Have some a fresh face. Rachel Long is back in. Bomber basketball under 2 minutes now to play. Williams here right side, dumps it low. Quick shot up, no good off the mark by Plowman. And the ball taken away by Guthrie Center. Minute 45 left to play. Back to the front court come the Tigers to the baseline. Quick jumper up from the left side by Stringer. No good. Rebound. Tie it up inside. It'll go over to Adair Casey. The Bombers will get it back. 60-23, Adair Casey leading. Across the timeline, Sorensen here to the right side to Ferguson. Ferguson a little wiggle. Now turns and curls back with the left hand. And we got a bump and a foul called out front. Rachel Long whistled for the foul. Stops the clock now with a minute 12. Well, check that. They called an offensive foul against Shelby Williams. Nicks that. He signaled block, but turned around and gave it to Williams. So the ball goes back to Guthrie Center. Now into the lane. The Tigers have it. Wilson tries to fire one up in traffic, and we're going to have an offensive foul call. And that'll be all then for Emma Wilson. She'll have to leave the ball game. That'll be her fifth foul. And she finishes the night with 1 point. So she fouls out with 45 seconds left. Tough to tell because the clock keeps moving. They'll inbound here down low.
Kennedy Plowman checked in here at the last break there, too.
And Adair Casey will turn it right back over again as a quick pass goes right through the hands of Anna Mulder out of bounds, and the Guthrie Center Tigers will get it back, and this is going to pretty much do it. Down to 15 seconds left. Ahead quickly, it comes here left side. Christensen kicks it back out. Stringer. Now Schreck goes right side. She'll elevate and jump one up off the window. No good. Christensen the board. The putback missed. Rebound Long underneath, and she can't hit. Foul, though, and she'll get free throws. As the foul is whistled down low, and
it's going to wave it off.
Apparently, we're not going to shoot the free throws. I guess we changed the rules of the game. 60-23 is your final score. Adair Casey wins over Guthrie Center here tonight. We'll take a break and wrap this one up for you as best we can in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. 21st Century Co-op, helping farmers with all of their needs. Feed, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and fast, friendly service are yours at 21st Century Co-op. 21st Century Co-op with locations in Messina, Atlantic, Cumberland, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. Country Tire in Atlantic. Stop by today and see how good the guys will take care of your car or farm equipment needs. That's Country Tire in Atlantic. And by Sorensen Farm Equipment, with the widest range of tractor power in the industry. Your Ford New Holland dealer with a service department that can't be beat. Sorensen Farm Equipment on Highway 59 in Harlan.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Adair Casey High School tonight, where the Adair Casey Bombers advance as they post a 60-23 win over their rivals to the north, Guthrie Center. And it's a game that really got out of hand in the middle part, Chris. It was 8-4, Adair Casey leading after one quarter. But a big second quarter got the Bombers a 26-13 lead, then even 18. And it took a while for both of these teams to kind of get things figured out and come up with some sort of a flow here in the contest. But the Bombers obviously got there a lot quicker.
Yeah, they did. They did. Started to, you know, make some buckets, and they started to do some of the things that they would hope to do in the contest, too, is able to get out and run in transition, and they got some easy buckets that way. Katie Clark had a couple of nice steals and runouts for easy layups, and then they started to find each other as well. Some good passing there down the stretch for Adair Casey to really help them extend out their lead and pick up a nice victory tonight.
Yeah, and give the Bombers credit. They played through a lot of adversity. It was difficult to kind of figure out the flow of the ball game here tonight, but they were able to work through a little bit. And realistically, I mean, the length of the Bombers, Quinn Ruth being able to pick up and double-team players in the backcourt near the center court line trying to trap. London Weiss doing a lot of the same things. Katie Clark is relatively long when she wants to be and gets a chance to get up there and play defense, too. The passing lanes were really, really narrow tonight for Guthrie Center.
Yeah, they really were for both teams early on. And then, yeah, it just kept being that way for Guthrie Center throughout the game. I give Mallory Olsen a lot of credit because she really had to work hard tonight just to try to dribble and get the ball up the floor because they had a tough time handling the pressure in the full court as well. And, not a lot of open looks here tonight, and the shots weren't falling. Not many balls went in the hole here tonight.
Let's take a look. They had three players in double figures tonight. 18 points for London Weiss as she led all scorers in the contest tonight. A dozen of those coming in this second half. Also 14 for Katie Clark and Quinn Ruth in double digits. She had 13 tonight as well. 7 points for Shelby Williams off the bench. Danny McCorkle finished with 6 and a couple for Zoe Dinkla coming off the pine tonight as well for Adair Casey. On the other side for Guthrie Center, it was 8 points for Casey Schreck leading the way. 7 for Mallory Olsen. 4 for Larissa Stringer. 3 tonight for Rachel Christensen, and 1 for Emma Wilson before she fouled out late in the basketball game here as the Tigers had a couple of players have to leave due to fouls this evening. Guthrie Center falling to 2-22 as their season comes to a close. Adair Casey advances. The Bombers now 21-1 on the season as they move on here in postseason play. Rough and tumble matchup, but Adair Casey is where they want to be. This was their first postseason game. Tigers already had a postseason game under their belts. They beat Grandview Park Baptist in the first round to get into this contest. And for Guthrie Center, for Adair Casey, they were going to have to face off here for the first time tonight in the postseason. So they got through that, and now they'll move on after this quarterfinal win as they will play right back here on their home floor again coming up on Friday night in a regional semifinal as they'll battle the winner of the Earlham-Martinsdale-St. Mary's game tonight. That's going on in Martinsdale, and Earlham was up at halftime in that contest last we heard. But the winner of that game will face off against the Bombers right here on Friday night. 7 o'clock is the start time for that game. And Chris will have that contest for you here on the air Friday night. We'll have that broadcast for you. Chris will be here. I'll be in Des Moines at the state wrestling tournament. So Chris will have that basketball game for you here at 7 o'clock. And I'll be along at halftime with a wrestling update. And Chris will have the second half, and then we'll get right back to wrestling after that, too. So we'll have a little blend of winter sports for you here on KJAN coming up on Friday night. So that will do it for us here tonight. Again, don't forget, tomorrow we'll have wrestling for you from the state dual team wrestling tournament as the Audubon Wheelers will face off against Woodbury Central in a first round, a quarterfinal round matchup at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'll be mat-side in Des Moines, and we'll bring you that action tomorrow. The Wheelers will wrestle at 11 o'clock, and win or lose, they'll wrestle again at 1, and then they'll wrestle a third time. As you wrestle all the way through, they'll be wrestling a third time at either 4:30 or 6:30, depending upon their performance earlier in the day. So we'll have that for you as well. So all that action coming up for you here tomorrow. 60-23, again, your final here tonight. Adair Casey, a winner over Guthrie Center in this girls' regional quarterfinal round game tonight in 1A girls basketball. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thank you for joining us.